Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are nearing the end of a week that we're doing on John chapter 13. We're beginning the Last Supper discourse. I mean, the whole Gospel of John is incredible. We've been in there multiple times together, but John 13 through 17 are some of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. And what we begin to see, and what we begin to see in John 13 and through John 13 through 17, is truly Jesus' heart. His heart for us. His heart for his apostles. His heart for his Father. And Jesus' mission that's been kind of vaguely talked about and not so vaguely talked about to his disciples begins to be unpacked. And it begins when Jesus is now here. He's at the Passover, the highest of the Jewish holidays other than Yom Kippur, this beautiful celebration of the freedom of the Jews. And Jesus will institute the Eucharist. He'll foreshadow baptism. He'll foreshadow washing clean the sins of his people on the cross. He'll serve his disciples and he'll open up his heart to the secrets that are in his heart, what he's been carrying. And we, as we talked about from the beginning of the week, Jesus says, "My hour has come." And I told this story about being in Mexico, and one of the priests there who was serving, who got held up at gunpoint and was in a very dangerous situation, said, "It's the hour of Jesus." And friends, truly, it is the hour of Jesus. Jesus has come already, and we're awaiting his second coming to come and judge the living and the dead, and we're waiting for when he will come and get us and take us home to his Father. The world longs and aches for the return of the King. It's what we're waiting for. It's what we desire. And in this time, it's the hour of our Lord. It's the hour of Jesus. So how is the Lord asking us, and we've talked about this week, to live out of our identity, to follow Jesus? Because what does he do in his hour? He goes to the lowest of the low of the low. He goes to the lowest place and he serves. And that's where we left off yesterday, this amazing image of Jesus taking off his garments. The garments he wears as a rabbi, he takes them off and he girds himself with a towel and he pours water in the basin. And he begins to foreshadow the work he will do on the cross, cleansing the human race from our sins. Cleansing us from our sins by the power of his blood. So let's pray. Let's pray together. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come. And because we're talking about humility and how the Lord is asking us to follow him, what I want to do is I want to pray just a Hail Mary together, because Jesus shows us humility and then Our Lady shows us beautiful humility and then she helps us. She helps us walk in a way where we can be humble. Jesus helps us, but we can also ask for help from Our Lady. And so if you'll join me together as we pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And wherever you are right now, I just want you to sit. I want you to sit for 10 seconds. Take a deep breath in. Deep breath out. Just for a second here, I want you to be with the Lord. Whether you're at work and you're still typing on your computer, whether you're driving in the car, whether you're working out, take a second and be with the Lord. Jesus, we are here for you. We're here to see you. We're here to encounter you. We're here to serve you. Because, Lord, we love you. And we want to see you in this word. We want to be changed. We want to be transformed. We want to serve you. Come into our hearts right now. Make us humble like you. And Mary, make us humble like Jesus and humble like you as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's read from verse 5 on, chapter 13, verse 5. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not now know, but afterward you will understand. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part in me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he is clean all over, and you are clean, but not each one of you. For he knew who he was to betray him. That was why he said, You are not all clean. So again, we're coming from this place of Jesus washes his disciples' feet. And again, just taking a minute to reflect on the amazing, intense humility of that. That Jesus is about to die, and the way he wants to show love to his apostles is by serving them. And not only does he serve his disciples, but he knows that Judas will betray him. He knows that Judas is going to hand him over. And what does he do to him? He serves him. He cleanses him. He washes his feet. He loves him. Friends, how many times can we not even be in the same room with somebody who gave us like this, who did like something slight to us? How often can we not be in the same room, not even as the person who like wounded us, but as the person who like we just don't like for whatever reason we don't know? And Jesus is teaching us how to love everyone. He's teaching us how to love even our enemies. He's saying, I know it's impossible, but I'm putting this in your heart, a supernatural love that those I've given you, you will love to the end. And sometimes those I give you are hard to love. And Judas literally turns him in to die. He turns him into the authorities. And Jesus still washes his feet. For some of us, we have deep pain in different relationships. And if we knew what was to come, if we knew how people would hurt us, would we still love them? Do we still love them? Do we still choose to lay down our lives for them? This is what Jesus is showing us. And it says he came to Simon Peter. Peter said to him, Lord, don't wash my feet. Right? This reminds us of John the Baptist. He says, You can't baptize, I can't baptize you. You know, he's saying, Lord, don't wash my feet. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy for you to wash my feet. And this should be our reaction. My feet are dirty. I'm unclean. You shouldn't be the one washing me. I should be the one washing you and serving you. And Jesus says, no, no, no. This is leadership. This is love. That the one who's greatest of all will come and wash you. He says, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, What I am doing, you do not know now, but afterward you will understand. Because the washing of the feet is a reflection, it's a foreshadowing of baptism. And he's saying, Now you don't get it. But when I die and I go to my Father and I cleanse you from your sins, you will understand. You will understand. And he says, If I don't wash you, you have no part in me. If I do not wash you, you cannot belong to me. This is foreshadowing baptism. God wants each and every person to belong to him. We are meant to belong to God, to belong to his family, but we don't belong to God's family by our natural birth. Remember what Jesus says to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He says, What must I do to enter the kingdom of God? And Jesus says, You must be born again from above by water and by spirit. We've seen so much through Romans, through the writings of Paul. It says we are baptized into Christ's death. What do we see that Christ does for us on the cross? He cleanses us of our sins. Right? He goes on the cross. His blood cleanses us. Water then gushes from his side. He cleanses us from our sins. And then what does baptism do? It cleanses us from original sin. We are baptized into his death so we may be raised with him to newness of life. He's saying, What I'm doing now? Yeah, I'm washing your physical feet. What I'm doing now, you do not understand, but you will understand later. You will understand later. You will know later. You will know when I die on the cross. You will know when you begin to baptize all nations. He's baptizing his disciples. He's the one doing it. And he says, the cleansing of your sin, which will happen on the cross and which will happen at baptism, it's how you enter into the kingdom of God. If I do not wash you, Peter, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. We were created to have a part in Jesus, to be incorporated into his body with him as the head. The head of all things. He's saying, if I don't wash you by my blood, by the water, if you are not born again, you have no part in me. You cannot belong to me. And Peter has this amazing response. He's like, okay, I want to belong to God. And Peter is so all over the place. He's like, Lord, like, wash my feet. Don't wash my feet. You know, and the Lord's like, I have to wash your feet. He's like, okay, wash every single part of me. Wash everything. Saying, Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. If I need to be washed to be part of you, wash everything, take everything. Peter has this zeal that he wants to give himself over to God. Take everything. Wash all of me. Cleanse me. Wash me of my sin. Wash my feet, Lord. Wash my whole body. And Jesus said to him, he who has bathed does not need to wash. He's saying, I just need to wash your feet. Peter, I've already baptized you in the Jordan River. I'm going to send you out as the rock upon the church that I'm going to build my rock upon. And he says, you are clean by my word. Remember, he says that by the word that I've spoken to you, I have made you clean. So Jesus cleanses us from our sins. But he says, not all of you are clean. Not all of you are clean. For he knew the one who was to betray him. Again, he knows that Judas is going to betray him. And you wonder, and we talked about this in our Bible study, you wonder if Jesus maybe, even though he knew the future, even though he knew what would happen, maybe he thought through washing Judas's feet, he might respond to my love. Because even though God knows what each and every one of us will choose in our lives, he still gives us opportunities to choose his love, to respond to his love, to walk in his love. And so he still washes Judas's feet, as we talked about at the beginning of this. Judas is still in God's family. There's another translation, another place. Later on, he says, I know the one whom I've chosen. Not only does he wash Judas's feet, but he chose him. Not just to be the one to be like, oh, you're the one who betrayed me. I needed someone to betray me, so I chose you, so the devil would come into your heart. No, he chose him. He chose him, and he knows him, just like he knows Peter. And just like Peter, friends, just like the apostles, Jesus has washed us clean through the waters of baptism. We have been cleansed from original sin. We have been brought into the family of God. He said at our birth to each and every one of us, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. And maybe some of us remember being baptized as adults. And we heard that as he's saying, if I don't wash you, you have no part in me. Jesus washed us. So we pray, thank you, Jesus, for washing us. Thank you for making us a part of your family, for washing us by the blood that you shed on the cross and washing us through our baptism. We give you glory and honor and praise. Give us gratitude today as we walk through our day for what you've done for us in our washing and regeneration. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.